a recent edition of this programme, we spoke about the complexities of translating poetry. But prose brings up equally difficult challenges. Viktor Janiš is one of the Czech Republic's most prolific and successful translators from English into Czech, and he focuses in particular on contemporary fiction. His work is often far from easy, but nothing, Viktor says, is untranslatable. Over the years, it has become something of a tradition for Radio Prague to ask Viktor how many books he has translated so far. So when I met up with Viktor Janiš a couple of days ago, I began by asking him about his current tally.
I guess it would be almost 80 by now. But of course I'm a little bit cheating because there are about 30 Grethe novels among them and they don't really count, do they?
Well, they do. They're novels, after all.
Well, they are novels. Some of them are quite long, about 600 pages, so I guess they do.
And in fact, graphic novels are particularly popular in the Czech Republic at the moment, and there seem to be several Czech serious writers who have also chosen the format of the graphic novel.
After several, let's say, spluttering starts, they enjoy a sort of renaissance. Of course, they were banned under the communist regime.
Why you say, of course, they were banned under the communist regime? What possible reason could the communists have had for banning graphic novels?
That's a very pertinent question, but the communists, of course, hated almost everything, and the comics is almost always pure fun, and communists weren't big fans of pure fun.
So there were no comics here in Czechoslovakia. I mean, I know there were children's comics, weren't there? There's famous things like the Štyř listek for children, but there weren't any other comics.
For decades, there were none. And then in the 70s, yes, then there was this children's comics called Štyř listek, and there were comics published by the children's magazine ABC. But overall, no comic books as such.
Which is interesting also, because before the war, of course, there were the very famous comics by Jaroslav Foglar, The Fast Arrows, Rychlé Šípy. So there was a tradition going back, well, over 70 years, or 80 years.
Yes, sure. And it's a great pity, because those comics are popular even now.
We've spoken to you several times in recent years about bad translation, that there is a great deal of bad translation around in this country. And of course, if you have a country with a language that's only spoken by 10 million people, then a great deal has to be translated. Are things still as bad as they have been in the past when you've been talking about it? Because, I mean, these days there are far more Czechs and Czech translators who've had the chance to travel, who've grown up learning English from a much younger age and travelling to and from English-speaking countries. Do you think that generally the standard of translation is going up?
Yes, fortunately. I think that in the beginning of the 90s, it was quite bad, since under communism, only 400 translations appeared every year. You had just 8 publishing houses, and not all of them published translated fiction, which meant that you only had to have translators for 200 fiction titles or even non-fiction titles. Now, after the fall of communism, the number of publishers stretched to almost 4,000. And of course, there weren't enough translators to go around. And what's more, there weren't enough editors to go around. Because if the translation is bad, then you've got your guardian angel. And even bad translation can be sort of repaired, or let's say at the very least neutralized, so it won't be offensive. And there weren't people with enough experience to do that. So to return to your question, yes, there is a new generation of translators. Funnily enough, the problems are different now. I have a small theory that under communism, there of course wasn't much of a contact with the West, and so you couldn't find any native speakers if you wanted to consult some problems. And the dictionaries weren't, of course, exhaustive. And there was no internet, and the problem was with understanding concepts. But at that time, the people who were translating were almost always excellent stylists, and now that has disappeared. The important books, the books that will be written about in the newspapers, will almost always get a good translator. What we don't know about is how well the mysteries are translated, and generally the sort of fiction that doesn't get reviews. Because
you mean the general, the more popular fiction? Yes.
I'm not underestimating the impact of such literature, because these books, by the way, are read and then influence the language consciousness of the country. And
even in spoken Czech, there's already quite a strong influence of English syntax, isn't there? And sort of Mějte hezký den, a literal translation of have a nice day, is an extreme example. But this is prevailing quite strongly in Czech society, isn't it?
Fortunately, it's almost always on the lexical level, which I can understand, and I don't bear any grudge, because if you...
You mean just words that creep in?
Yeah, single words. And you can't really stop it, even if you have laws about that, like the French do.
One of the problems with translating from English to Czech must be that English is spoken by many millions of people in many different countries around the world, in many different variants, dialects, accents. And when it comes to translating into a language which is spoken by 10 million people in a fairly small geographical area, it must be incredibly difficult to get across the huge diversity of English.
Mm-hmm. Dialects are almost always a problem. Sometimes it just can never be done. Jamaican dialect. I have yet to see a convincing translation of Jamaican dialect. It just doesn't lend itself to translation. It could be the other way around. For instance, I would love to see an English translation of a novel by Landsman called Pestré vrstvy. Now, this is written in Ostrava dialect of Miner, so I would suppose that the natural approach would be to translate it into a Yorkshire dialect. But it just wouldn't feel the same, even after an incredible effort. Now, the usual theory is that you translate into a very colloquial Czech, but somehow this does seem a little bit like an acknowledged failure.
I'm always fascinated by the Czech language in the way that obviously it works in a way that's very different from the way that English works. I remember the first day when my son came home from school, he came home with a joke, which was Šlidva prostřední úpad, which is four words. It was a joke in four words, which basically would translate very heavily into English. Two people were walking and the one in the middle fell over, which is, I don't know how many words, but it's probably about a dozen. And these sort of things are just strike me as being a nightmare when you're trying to go from between languages. And English and Czech, I think, are particularly different.
What I find difficult is usually not the idioms, but what I find difficult are the style registers. And it's all connected with history. After the battle at the White Mountain in the 17th century...
Conversation sooner or later in this country ends up back at the tragedy of the Battle of the White Mountain.
We sort of lost our aristocracy. And that's why it's so difficult to translate novels from 18th or 19th century in England, or any novel where people from higher circles appear, because their sort of speech is different somehow. After several words, after several sentences, you can just pigeonhole them. There is no natural equivalent for that. Now, Victorian novels have been translated heavily into Czech, novels by Dickens and Thackeray and others, but somehow not everything that was in the original is back in Czech. But it wouldn't be interesting if there weren't obstacles, if there weren't the hoops to jump through. And it's an indescribable feeling when you finally manage to translate something that you even weren't sure that is or was translatable.
I'd like to ask you a final question. What, in your opinion, is the best Czech translation of all time? A Czech translation of a novel that has really, well, not only been extremely good, but also influential?
I would have to say that this is a novel which is little known in the Anglo-Saxon countries, but it's beloved here. It has been reprinted at least 5 times, and it's by a Jewish author called Leo Rosten, who by the way, wrote the book Joys of Yiddish. And in English, it's called O Kaplan, My Kaplan. In Czech, it's called Pan Kaplan má stále třídu rád. Now, it was translated by Antonín Přidal, one of our foremost translators. And the difficulty, the sheer bloody difficulty of this translation was in the fact that it's about a school that prepares immigrants for taking some exams so that they can become citizens of the United States. And it's about a teacher trying to teach them English grammar and English vocabulary and style, etc. It's extremely funny in English, but all the jokes are based on the language. So just a shell of this novel remained, and all the contents had to be sort of inserted or implanted by Antonín Přidal, and he succeeded brilliantly. It's so laughing out loud funny.
Which just proves that there's no such thing as an untranslatable book.
If so, you have got the right person.
So, Viktor Janíš, thank you very much indeed for talking to us at Radio Prague. Thank you.
It has been a pleasure.